So Scott and Rosanna are here, and two extremely talented musicians, and they went and did it. They created an album for children, and I know that it's also an album for adults because that's just the way they are. So we'll take a listen to a song from them, and then we'll talk with them here now, Scott and Rosanna.
One, two, three, four.
The ocean, so big and blue. Dolphins, whales, little fishies too. The ocean, so big and blue. The ocean is so big and blue. The mountains, so wide and tall. Billy goats and sheep climb the rocky walls. The mountains, so wide and tall. The mountains are so wide and tall. The river, so windy and deep, where turtles, ducks, and the otters sleep. The river, so windy and deep. The river is so windy and deep. Oh, it's a great, big, beautiful world, a home we all can share. Oh, it's a great, big, beautiful world out there. The jungle, so warm and green, monkeys and lemurs swinging on the trees. The jungle's so warm and green, the jungle is so warm and green. The desert, so hot and dry, rattlesnakes are slithering by. The desert, so hot and dry, the desert is so hot and dry. The forest is filled with trees, foxes and bluebirds rustle the leaves. The forest is filled with trees, the forest is filled with trees. Oh, it's a great, big, beautiful world, a home we all can share. Oh, it's a great, big, beautiful world out there.
Scott and Rosanna, that is a song from a new album called Happy Dance. I'm not doing my email here. I'm looking at your album on my phone. So you know at home, I'm looking at the album. And you do a lot of songs on this, some that I know people will recognize as some kind of classics in your own way. I wanted to look at the track list again. There's quite a few songs, too.
Yeah, we had some hot takes on some old children's classics.
Yeah.
We actually released, so Happy Dance has been a project we've actually been working on for the past, like, 2 years. We released the initial EP in 2017 with the old covers that we did, This Old Man and ABC, and Wheels on the Bus. And then we were so inspired, and all of our friends were kind of collaborating with us, and we wrote one original, and we put it on the EP, and we released it in 2017. And then over the next year, you know, as we had more babies in our family and friends who were having babies, we were just like, you know what? We got to finish this and make it a full album. So we decided to write 9 brand new original songs that we put with it. So we re-released it this year, and we're really proud of it.
That's great. Now, the song you did just now, I'm going to just open up and ask you if it's original or not. It is.
It is. Well,
because great songwriters have an uncanny ability to sometimes, depending on the genre they're in, write a song, and it sounds like you already know it, even if you don't. And that's undoubtedly the first time I've heard that song, unless it was the one on the earlier album.
Nope,
I don't think it was.
That was a brand new one.
Yeah, it sounded really good. As soon as I heard it, I'm thinking, oh, yeah, this. I mean, that's a nice you want music to feel very accessible sometimes and familiar, especially if you're a family driving around. So have you been prototyping these on these nieces or nephews or babies in the family?
Oh, yes. We've been
they give us all the feedback.
We've got a little focus. Great. Can you imagine a focus group of toddlers around?
And amazing.
It's actually kind of an interesting concept. You know, I don't think you should be wearing a guitar strap. I think you should be standing.
We would love to get feedback from more toddlers. So
one thing I would like to add about the song is if you listen to the album, it's going to be a much more produced version. There's a lot. We had many friends that have joined us in recording drums and upright bass and mandolin and dobro, and we used all of the instrument toys we have in our house, jingle bells and shakers
everything.
And all kinds of things. So it was really fun. And we recorded the whole album in our home studio.
In our house.
Basically with one microphone. So it was really a great learning experience.
That's awesome that you were able to do that. One mic is
one mic,
great, too.
One mic to record them all.
It's a really special mic.
It is a very special mic.
We should even give it a name. Something.
Seen a lot.
Maybe we should call him Michael.
Michael. It's a perfect name. Michael or Michelle. It might be a girl mic.
There you go.
Michelle, Michael. what's the best way for people to find your music and to find you? Because firsthand experience, I can tell you, Scott and Rosanna are great for weddings. Our own John Binley was here. Yeah. But also, you might have a children's party or you might just be looking for some fun at a picnic, and these guys are great to have around. I don't know. You're spending lots of money on food, lots of money on this, lots of money on that, and live music is a great way to enjoy each other's company. So anyway, how can people do that?
We're on all the platforms, you know, on the interwebs. Bandcamp, you can buy our album. You can also stream it on Spotify. We're starting to make some videos for the songs, so you can find the video to That's Not a Bear on YouTube right now. Spotify, Bandcamp, iTunes, all the platforms you can think of.
We also have a website, scottandrosannaband.com.
Yes.
Scott and Rosanna. Band.com.
Yes.
I like that little flair, the promotional guitar.
Yeah, that's
strum.
The Kevin Eubanks, the Jay Leno.
Oh, chord. Yes.
He played that whenever there was a lull.
Kevin Eubanks might have been the best thing on Jay Leno's program.
I agree. He was the saving grace of that show.
It's good to have both of you here. You want to do another song?
Yeah.
Yes.
So this song is called Great Friend, and it's funny, we had the first line of this song like 4 or 5 years ago when we were on vacation, if I saw a wildflower, I'd pick it for you. And then we sat with that line for so long, and we wanted to write a song about being friends with each other and what you can do with each other and how you enjoy each other's company. And that line found its place in this song. So it's called Great Friend. We hope you like it. Break it in two. Oh, we could dig for bugs and climb a tree in the spring. You can take the slide, I'll take the swing. Oh, we could spend the whole day jumping rope or coloring and play pretend. Such a great friend. If I had a box of crayons, I'd give you blue. And if I played my video game, you'd be player two. Oh, we could share an ice cream cone on warm summer days, splashing in mud puddles if it rains. Oh, we could go exploring in the woods. I wish these days would never end. You're such a great friend.
Rosanna of Scott and Rosanna singing beautifully there. I always am amazed by how beautiful your voice is. There are people here listening that don't know much about the two of you, so let's back up a little bit. Where are you from originally, Rosanna?
We're both from Pittsburgh. I'm from more the South Hills, and Scott's from Monongahela.
And
Souther Hills.
Monongahela. And do you know the song Monongahela Sow?
No.
That's one, I think Joe knows that song, Joe Negri, but okay. I can play that for you sometime, or maybe we'll play it later. But it's written by an architecture professor named Robert Schmertz, who taught at Carnegie Mellon for years, and It's sort of a folk song. Pete Seeger recorded it. Somewhere we've got a recording of Robert Schmertz doing it too. But I remember Joe. Gosh, I think it was Joe. I'm almost positive it was playing it at a tribute concert once.
Well, good.
I may be conflating that memory of it being him, but anyway, a song about Monongahela Sound, referring to the river, but the river, after all, and the town,
sure,
are eponymous.
Yes.
So
we love Monongahela. That's where we both teach as well.
And
bye, guys.
So you do you live out that way now?
No, we just teach there. His family lives out there, right down the street from where we work. So
excellent.
We're out there
a lot.
We
bought a house in Beachview 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
How nice.
Right?
I like Beachview.
After we got married.
Beachview is great.
Yeah.
Terrific. And how did you met? Where? Did you meet? Were you teach or did you meet at school?
We met at school. We met at CalU, California University of Pennsylvania.
Yep, in the
jazz band.
In the jazz
band, yeah.
Amazing. And both of you... I guess when I think of each of you, it's each of you alone is just an incredibly versatile musician, just sticking to the music part of it. And then you put the two of you together, and it's like there's nothing you can't do. My goodness. The way you've set forth your life as musicians is you could write a book. I mean, you're both doing a lot of things that I think fill your spirit and heart and that you feel passionately about. And that's not always easy. I mean, I'm sure there's gigs that are more like work or parts that are more like work than others, but
sure.
You've managed to, it appears to me at least, not that I'm here to analyze you, but you've managed to have a pretty diverse portfolio of things that you do, which
it
is good.
Keeps things interesting, keeps us on our feet.
How did you figure out how to do that?
I don't know if we figured anything out.
We're still trying to figure stuff out. But it just kind of evolved. I mean, after school, Scott was teaching private lessons first, and he kind of got me into it. And then we both loved playing in the jazz band, and after we graduated, we just started playing a couple shows, and that led to a couple more shows, and that led to shows all the time.
Then people wanted to book us for weddings, and then we're like, okay,
weddings happened, and then we started writing our own music, so it had just kind of snowballed.
It was not planned at all.
No.
I just kept saying, I'm not going to get a real job next year, and then I was like, okay, I'm never going to get a real job now. I'll just keep trying to do this.
And this is our job, and we're so fortunate and thankful and lucky to be doing this, because we just love to share our music and just fill people's spirits and souls and with the music that we do, and we're so fortunate that we've gotten enough positive feedback from venues and people who have hired us that we're able to continue doing it.
Well, and certainly talent doesn't hurt too, which each of you have, but also the hard work to develop it and create it. Great musicians make it look so easy, but there's a lot of hard work behind it. But it sounds like a big thing you've done is you've listened and paid attention to discover, you know, either niches where people need support, or not that you're looking to, you know, conform to a marketplace, but it's kind of neat. You find places where you fit in and stuff that you could do, and that's important.
Yeah.
To find a place where you feel useful, needed, and where it fits with what you like to do. Scott and Rosanna are here with us this morning. They're going to do a few more songs from their album called Happy Together, or Happy Dance. Happy Dance, I'm sorry. I knew I would do that.
That's okay.
So Happy Dance, Happy Dance. You're listening to the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings. Thank you for doing it. We're air conditioned. We condition the air all the time.
Amazing.
Here on the radio, all the radio going out there. We're conditioning the air with music.
Wow.
Music and good cheer and good fun. Our studio's air conditioned. Is your house air conditioned?
Oh, yeah.
That's
now
good.
It is. From the heat wave, yeah.
Yeah.
For sure.
It's...
It's hot out there.
It is hot.
And but we're feeling good right now.
That's good. I'm glad. What would you like to do next?
How about we're going to play the last song off the album, and it's actually called Saturday.
Saturday. I heard you kind of noodling that in a sound check, and yes. I can't wait to hear it.
Yeah.
Fat cat laying in the sun, dogs in the yard are having fun. Breakfast must be done because my mama's calling me. Well, it's a Saturday and I cannot wait to play. It's my favorite day of the week. Hop right on the floor, I'll play my Nintendo some more. My brother's got high score, how I love to watch him play. My dad says get outside, the air is warm, the sun is bright. Hop in the van, let's take a ride, it's Saturday. Stop and get an ice cream cone. Dairy Queen, Glacier Freeze, it's Saturday.
Hey, no school today. We can stay up late. Come on and celebrate. And we sing, hey, get up, let's play. We can stay up late. Come on and celebrate, it's Saturday.
The day comes to an end. My mom says go to bed, but I run out the door instead. Outside into my backyard, catch some lightning bugs, then my dad gives me a hug. Heavy eyes, story time, it's Saturday.
Beautiful song, that's Scott and Rosanna. Their new album is called Happy Dance. It's available wherever music is streamed and downloaded and sold. And is there a physically distinct product that I'll hold it up? Oh, there you can hold it up too.
Yes.
It's beautiful. Who did the art?
I did.
Very nice.
It is stick figures of both Scott and I.
It's a selfie art. I heard
Crayola style.
I heard this joke the other day that your grandparents might not be with it if they hand you a camera and say, take a selfie of us.
They might not be with it.
I was, with high school students all week, actually just freshly graduated high school students. And we were talking about slang and idioms a little bit. And I brought forth my contention that, don't try to appropriate or fit in by using idioms belonging to another generation or a different culture. It just never works.
Yeah. I mean, we all of our students all the time, we're always asking them, they're always telling us what's the new slang and what's the new, thing to say. So,
well, I heard one, I guess Marcus said this, and I had no idea what he meant. And it makes total sense once he explained it to me. But it was something like, you left me wearing the backpack, or I'm the only one wearing the backpack.
Oh, and that is one I have not heard.
Never heard that.
And it was like he said it would pertain to basketball. I hope I'm getting it right.
Okay.
Like if you're carrying the team, if you're carrying the whole team by your performance, you would be the only one wearing the backpack. And I was just thinking, in my head, I was thinking like how silly it would be. Like I'd see a bunch of students and I would be like seeing one that was working really hard, and I would probably like say, "So you're wearing the knapsack, you know, or something." You know, you'd
just
get it
kind of messing up.
You'd get it wrong, just like you know, just like your dad did when you were a little kid.
We do that all the time with our students. Sometimes when I hear the new slang, you know, I try to test it out on some of them, and they're like, "No, you can't do that." And I'm like, "Oh boy,
that's got to be." Odd being on that side of the generation gap for you guys.
It's interesting. Yeah, we're growing
through
it. It's
bound to happen sooner or later.
It's true. It's true.
Yeah, it's the one sure thing. Well, Scott and Rosanna are married to each other, and it's been, what, going on 3 years?
Going on 3 years, yeah.
And that's pretty exciting to do that.
Yeah.
When did you buy your Beachview house?
Oh, boy.
It was like the same week
that we got married.
All the stress in 1 week.
You know, we just figured, like, let's just jam it in. Ooh, boy.
You okay?
Yep.
And get it over with.
Here.
There's a lot of gravity.
Good catch. Good guitar.
Sorry about that.
That's okay.
I hope that wasn't too loud. I dropped my guitar.
It was totally fine. I'm more concerned about your guitar than our ears.
It's all good.
And I'm sorry, the house obviously hit a nerve.
That's all right. That guitar can handle it.
Mortgage, maintenance. If it's the Beachview house, I think it is. It's probably like our 100-plus-year-old stack of Pittsburgh bricks that is charming and annoying in the same breath.
It's over 100 years old, so there's a lot of
charm.
Character.
Character.
Yeah. There's a lot of character.
Lots of character.
Yes, lots of character. Lots of expensive character.
Yeah.
For sure.
I'm not counting songs or anything, but there's plenty of time to do whatever you'd like to do. I forget where we are on your set list.
Sure,
but
let's play another one. Okay, so this song, That's Not a Bear. This song means a lot to us. Mm-hmm. So this song was actually given to us, and we kind of collaborated with him on it, but Max Somerville of Recluse, incredibly talented. We absolutely love Recluse. You should check it out. Max came over to our house and was like, I have a song that I've been sitting on for like 8 years. Mm-hmm. And I heard that you guys are writing this album. Like I've seen you promoting it and I want to give it to you guys. So
we sat
upstairs in our room and we kind of hashed it out and fleshed it out and recorded it upstairs in that one afternoon. And it's a super fun song. We love it. There's a video for it on YouTube. Again, it's called That's Not a Bear. So we'll play it for you right now.
Yay.
Brown bear.
That's a bear.
Polar bear.
That's a bear.
Grizzly bear.
That's a bear.
They're all bears. Black bear.
That's a bear.
Panda bear.
That's a bear.
Koala bear.
That's not a bear. That's not a bear. No, that's not a bear. That's not a bear. That's not a bear. That's not a bear. No, that's not a bear. It's a marsupial.
Yogi bear.
That's a bear.
Teddy bear.
That's a bear.
Pooh bear.
That's a bear.
They're all bears. Fozzie bear.
That's a bear.
Smokey bear.
That's a bear.
Koala bear.
That's not a bear. That's not a bear. No, that's not a bear. That's not a bear. That's not a bear. That's not a bear. No, that's not a bear. That's not a bear. That's not a bear. That's not a bear. Marsupial.
That's a great song.
And big thanks to Max Somerville.
I like it. You need to do if I may suggest, a follow-up to that song.
Oh, we already have it all planned out. Not a nut.
Okay. I was going to say that's not a vegetable for tomato.
Or that's not a vegetable. We are open to any and all suggestions. If you want to go on our website and like message us, let us know like if you have any suggestions for the sequel.
So it's not a nut. It's a legume.
It's a legume, right? Because peanuts.
Yeah.
are not a nut. So stay tuned for the sequel.
That could be a whole.
It could just be a whole project in and of itself.
Yeah,
it's funny because we make jokes now, like, "Hey, that's I don't know." We would just be pointing to something that's not whatever. A it's not a nut. Yeah. Like, we just say that with everything.
That's not a wood wind. Yeah. It's a synthesizer. Right. Yeah, you could do all.
It can work with anything.
It really could. I'm thinking of applying it to people, but I don't want to do that.
Yeah, we're open to any and all suggestions. So
I like it. That's a great song. Who wrote that again?
Max Somerville.
Max Somerville. That's a winner. Yeah. Scott and Rosanna are here. The album is called Happy Dance. Is that a song on the album?
It is a song on the album.
I'm not suggesting that you necessarily play it, but
would play it, but the theme of that song is it highlights different instruments. So we highlight like the piano and the drums and the harmonica and the bass and all these different instruments. So every instrument gets like a solo kind of.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of it wouldn't really work.
It requires some friends.
Yeah, it requires.
Yeah, I'm glad you pointed that out too, because this album you were mentioning before has lots of instrumentation on it. Today it's the two of you live, but mm-hmm. you recorded this. Is it all mostly you two or other musicians on it as well?
Oh my gosh, there are so many. So we were so fortunate to have so many great musicians in Pittsburgh. Now, when we released the EP the first time, we had Riley Zimmerman, who recorded upright bass, and Abby Adams, who now lives in London, but she played violin. And on some of our newer original songs, a lot of members from Buffalo Rose actually played on them. So Jason Raflack and Bryce Rabideau and Mac Inglis all played a huge part in making the songs what they are.
So. I just grabbed the CD to look at it more. Yeah. You really drew Scott with a very round head on this CD.
He's got a very round,
I guess.
He's got more of an oblong head in real life, but...
No one's ever said that sentence to me before.
That you have an oblong head?
Yeah.
I guess...
Most people don't have round heads.
Most people don't have round heads, but that's part of, our little stick figure caricatures.
You know? I always draw stick figures. That's about as good as it gets for me, though. This is really... It's the kind of thing, certainly downloading it or having it not ephemerally, but digitally is great. But this is also, this would be a nice present to give to somebody if you know new parents or even a kid. You can play CDs still. They might not be in CD players, but in cars and gaming consoles often. Have the ability to play CDs. It's just, it's really pretty. I'm glad you put this out. And there is a lot on here, too, a lot of songs to listen to. We probably have time for your choice, one or two more. That's up to you.
Sure. Okay.
I don't want to overextend you.
Yeah.
No, let's do it.
Shall we do the
Thomas?
Let's do Tommy Salami.
Okay.
Oh, I've been wondering about this song. Is this Tommy Salami?
Oh,
this is
my
Tommy
gosh.
Salami.
Okay.
This song is very, very near and dear to our hearts.
Tommy Salami.
Scott's brother, Dan Spindler, big shout out to Dan. He really
helped
us. He lives right down the street from us, and he really helped us with the kids' album. He gave us like so many great ideas when we were like arranging the songs, and he is just like a great person to have around with this. But he... makes up like silly songs all the time, and we always remember them and sing them together at like family reunions and different things, and so does Scott. I mean, they're both like the same person, and he just randomly at some point started singing, they call him Tommy Salami, the sandwich eating boy, and that chorus just stuck with us, and it was just so silly, and we were like, you know what, we have to make this a song.
And this was years ago.
Yeah, this was about two years ago that we started writing this song. So when we knew we were going to finish this children's album, we were like, this song is going on the album, and we are so excited. So it's about a kid who just, you know, he loves his salami sandwiches.
Ready?
Mm-hmm. They call him Tommy.
Hey!
Tommy Salami, the sandwich-eating boy. They call him Tommy.
Hey!
Tommy Salami.
was a very picky eater. His mama used to say, try some peas, try some carrots, or an apple today. But all he ever wanted was the same old stuff. Feeding that boy was mighty tough. They call him Tommy.
Hey!
Tommy Salami, the sandwich-eating boy. They call him Tommy.
Hey!
Tommy Salami, the sandwich-eating boy. Well, Tommy only ate salami that was in between bread, but Mommy tried to trick Tommy with some veggies instead. He would fib to his mommy, wow, this tastes great, while he was sneaking those veggies right under his plate. They call him Tommy.
Hey!
Tommy Salami, the sandwich-eating boy. They call him Tommy.
Hey!
Tommy Salami, the sandwich-eating boy. There was a big mix-up in the lunchroom one day. The bags got switched while the teacher was away. Tommy opened his lunch, and to his surprise, he saw a brand new food he didn't recognize. It was round, big, and fuzzy, and smelled real sweet. What Tommy was a holding was a nice ripe peach. He took a big bite and thought, that's okay, but I'd rather eat the sandwich that my mommy made. They call him Tommy. Tommy Salami, the sandwich-eating boy. They call him Tommy. Tommy Salami, the sandwich-eating boy. When Tommy got home, Mommy made quite a spread. She said, come to the kitchen, boy, you need to be fed. I made linguine with clams and a salad on the side. Pumpernickel bread and a pumpkin pie. But Tommy told Mommy, I don't mean to be rude. It's just salami sandwiches are my favorite food. They call him Tommy.
Hey!
Tommy Salami, the sandwich-eating boy. They call him Tommy.
Hey!
Tommy Salami, the sandwich-eating boy. They call him Tommy. Crumbs on his feet and the sandwich eating boy.
Scott and Rosanna, and I mentioned earlier how versatile each of them is. You put them both together and it becomes even more so. And they're a potential source of income. The National Salami Promotion Board is right. Always looking. They're in Washington.
Listening.
They're on M Street in Washington. They lobby the school lunch people to, you know, specify salami in the regulations that you must serve salami with all lunches. They're probably working on it right now. You
we
could
gotta reach out.
Yes,
know,
absolutely.
Make a connection.
Or maybe some mustard company. Who,
right.
Who
I mean,
knows,
you just know, you know, the possibilities are endless. If anyone, whoever wants Tommy Salami, let us know.
Ricky and I were walking through Old Town Alexandria about 15 years ago and walked by the National Snack Food Association headquarters.
Oh.
It's like, who knew?
Cool.
There they are. They're all there encouraging us to eat crunchy bagged
snacks.
Things.
Amazing.
I didn't know you needed to encourage anybody to do that,
yeah.
But there
yeah,
they
right.
are.
Yeah,
I think it's in our blood now, you know.
That song was very fun to record. We did a lot of gang vocals. Notice we were saying hey after
yeah.
the Tommy Salami part. And so we had like my mom and my
anyone
dad.
Anyone who came over.
Like
didn't even matter.
Over,
the mailman.
Okay, you got to record it and say hey.
Hey.
We said get upstairs. Just give us a hey.
And I remember at the end of this, like when we went to mix this track down, there was like 70 tracks total.
Of haze.
There were so many haze. So it's like
fun.
A stadium of haze.
Yes.
Nice. Very
you have
nice.
To check it out.
Wait, did you do it in Pro Tools or what was your?
I use Logic Pro.
Excellent. I'm sorry to. Might probably are boring some people. I was just had to know.
Yeah.
Had to know when you said mixed down.
Yeah.
It's been so much fun to have you both here. The time flew by.
I know.
Is there anything I should have asked you that I didn't, or anything you want to talk about? Any gigs coming up? Or?
Well, for the children's music, we're actually We're excited. We're playing at the Carnegie Museum next Friday for one of the summer camp's children performances. But in August, we're actually working out the details to possibly be performing for the kindergarten Here I Come.
Oh, terrific. Yeah, we'll be here for that.
Yeah, so we're working out the details. We might be playing for that, which we're excited about that possibility. And then on Sunday, August 18th, we'll actually be playing at a big summer picnic. Studio Make is a new creative arts program that is in Peters Township, and they're having a big picnic on August 18th, so we will be there. And I believe that the event is actually called Happy Dance, so we're very excited about that.
How nice. Yeah. How nice.
Yeah.
Hurry up, copyright that.
We will.
Do you want to close out with one more?
Sure.
As long as you're prepared to.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you very much for being here. Let me thank our
once again. This is always such a great time.
Yeah, let me thank our other guests too. 1, 2, 3 Andres. They were wonderful to have with us, and we'll let Scott and Rosanna finish us up here.
Okay. This is our color song.
Oh, that's one I wanted to hear too.
A little slow, and then we're gonna speed it up. All right. Oh, 1, 2, 3, 4
The buttons on my coat are red, red. The buttons on my coat are red. The tassel on my cap is orange, orange. The tassel on my cap is orange. And the buttons on my coat are red. The scarf around my neck is yellow, yellow. The scarf around my neck is yellow. And the tassel on my cap is orange. And the buttons on my coat are red. The laces on my shoes are green, green. The laces on my shoes are green. The scarf around my neck is yellow, and the tassel on my cap is orange, and the buttons on my coat are red. The socks on my toes are blue, blue. The socks on my toes are blue, and the laces on my shoes are green, and the scarf around my neck is yellow, and the tassel on my cap is orange, and the buttons on my coat are red. The gloves on my hands are purple, purple. The gloves on my hands are purple. And the socks on my toes are blue. And the laces on my shoes are green. And the scarf around my neck is yellow. And the tassel on my cap is orange. And the buttons on my coat are red. The boots on my feet are brown, brown. On my feet are brown, and the gloves on my hands are purple, and the socks on my toes are blue, and the laces on my shoes are green, and the scarf around my neck is yellow, and the tassel on my cap is orange, and the buttons on my coat are red. The snow on the ground is white, white. The snow on the ground is white.